localism, and we intend to thread that through the DNA of the department, so it includes everything from prevent right the way through to the management of local parks. It's going to include finance, I'll come on to that in a second. It's going to include powers. Now, if you understand our first priority and you apply those principles, it's fairly easy to understand our second priority, which is localism. Guess what our third priority is? It's localism. But because the nature of politics things change, we may change the order of those three priorities. It's certainly, we've moved off to a fair degree of speed, as you might imagine. And that's largely because I'm trying to get localism to be a fact before the bill itself is introduced. That's why we're stripping away powers. That's why we're losing, secondly, legislation to put things into being. What we're wanting to do is to use local government, districts and counties, and town and parishes, to pass power down to, but also to use them as a conduit for power, to pass power onto wider community groups. And I think it's not going to be a bad time to be involved in town and parish councils, because what we intend to do long term is to make neighbourhoods the essential building blocks of services, both in terms of service provision, but also in terms of actual finance. And you'll see we've made one half of the recommendations with regard to planning, which was the abandonment of the spatial strategy. I had to do that largely because there were a number of appeals going through. It did seem to me to be analogous that if you decided to repeal the death sentence, it didn't seem to me to be necessary to execute everybody on death row before you could start. So we've got to get that out. But we will be introducing some very significant incentives for development, and some very significant incentives so far as planning gain is concerned on neighbourhoods. There will be significant sums of money available for neighbourhoods should they accept development, of which I suspect you will play a very significant part in putting together the arrangements. I'm hoping to bring out the full package in a couple of weeks' time to maybe coincide with the local government association conference in Birmingham. But it remains, I think, an important task for my new department to demonstrate to you that this is for real. That I think you've heard these kind of, you know, nice words about localism, and the first crisis comes around and suddenly I sent out a directive saying you shall not do. I think we've also got some surprises and some challenges with regard to additional services that local authorities might have against the backdrop of a doctrine of no new burdens without money. So it is quite an exciting time. I'm sorry if I've just kind of teased you a little bit, but there is going to be quite a lot of things coming out over the next few weeks, and local government and localism remains very central to what the new coalition government wants to do. I thank you for the work that you do with regard to this fine organisation. I've been popping in and out over the past few years in different guises. I had a brief period of being very non-respectable by being chairman of the Conservative Party for a period, but I'm back with local government and in a much more mindful consensus than I've ever been for a long time. So I'm very much looking forward to working with you over the coming years. Thank you very much.